Harry.
I love you so badly, I could...
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
Baby, if you've ever wondered
whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. Got kind of packing and unpacking. Up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be. Just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Hi.
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 Bye.
Bye.
Boy, things sure are tense around here since Johnny left.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. I don't have to put up with this jive. I mean, I can always quit, and I will, too. I can't work my show every night, then turn around here and come to work the morning shift. That's all there is to it.
Hey, Venus, how's it going?
Hey, Andy, better find somebody else quick. You understand?
No.
I'm talking serious business, man.
Yeah, I'll look into it for you, buddy. Okay. Yeah. Morning, Barnum.
It's Bailey.
Bailey. Right. Well, hey. Honest mistake. Anyone could make it. Whoa. Hi, beautiful. Did you get the champagne I sent you?
I returned it to your office.
You returned it? Why?
Murray, we do not accept gifts from record company representatives, especially domestic champagne.
Oh, see. Yeah, well, you thought it was a bribe. See, it was just friendship. I never asked for any favors. Just want to know one thing.
What?
Why doesn't the station play my records?
Don't know, don't care.
You know, my boss at Onslet Records doesn't like this. I could lose my job. You know, Jennifer, it's not really for me, it's for Mom. She's in the hospital, been kind of sick, you know, bunions on her feet and stuff. And bad dental work, I don't know, but the bills are starting to pile up.
Too bad.
Hey, what's with everyone around here?
Johnny quit.
Johnny Fever?
Yes, he took a job with a station in L.A.
Oh, wow, that's too bad. Who's taking his place?
I don't know. Andy's been interviewing people all week.
Yeah? Has he found anyone yet?
No.
Then I'll be back tomorrow, Jennifer. Yeah, I'd like to help this station. Jennifer, have I got a DJ for you. You're welcome.
This is Mason Noble here with the sounds that abound and sometimes astound, and it's all planned, especially for you. Hey.
That's nice.
Yeah, isn't it great? Yeah. Hey, it almost rhymes, Andy. Yeah.
It is Andy. Right.
Yeah. Listen, here's my audition tape, Andy. I think you're really going to get a kick out of this one.
Okay, Mason, I'll give it a listen to you.
Okay, that's just great, great. Hey, let's go grab some lunch. What do you say?
Well, I appreciate the offer, but I am kind of busy. Besides, it's only 9:30 in the morning.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, listen, let me just go get out of your hair.
This is Mason Noble here, your mid-morning host, saying that's all for now.
That almost rhymes.
Yeah, isn't it great? It's great.
Andy, baby, I gotta talk to you.
Oh, Murray, no, not now, Murray. I'm interviewing Murray.
I know, I found your guy.
Murray, look, there's plenty of people in the lobby ahead of you.
Send him home, pal, your search is over. Just this once, trust me.
Okay, Murray, 3 minutes.
It's all on me, buddy boy. Come on in here. Say hello to your new ratings booster, Mr. Doug Winter, courtesy of me, Murray Gressler, Onslaught Records, no strings attached, that's the way we work.
Yeah. Hi, Doug.
Shake hands.
Hello, Andy. It's nice to meet you.
Isn't he a beautiful guy? No zits, nothing. What a morning.
Murray, sit down. So, listen, Doug, how long have you been in the business?
Well, he's been in about 7 years now. He's out of work right now, but hey, forget I said that. In fact, what am I saying, huh?
I quit to get my master's, but I've decided to get back in action.
See that? A college boy, huh?
You got a tape?
You got a tape? I knew it. Show it to him.
Murray, I think I can speak for myself.
Sure you can, kid. That's why God gave you a tongue. I'm just here to observe, right?
I got a tape right here.
Yeah, look, it's come in the box and everything.
Murray, what? Wait in the hole.
Right.
Sounds good.
So, how'd it go? You can tell me, right?
Well, Murray, no thanks to you. I think we found our new morning man.
Thanks again, Andy.
You
appreciate
betcha.
It.
That's good. I'm going to talk to him.
Now, don't you two forget who put this deal together. Murray Gressler. Where are you going?
Hey, wait a minute. How'd this get up here?
We can't have this. You don't even get these in Japan anymore.
I don't see you do this. This is unbelievable.
WKRP, Cincinnati.
This is Doug Winter at 9:25 in the Queen City. And now here's a song that is going right to the top. Nowhere Band by the Soundtastics.
There's somebody everywhere. No, nobody, go nowhere.
Get on the bus, travel with the Nowhere Band.
Hi. I'm Les Nessman, director of news, sports, weather, traffic, and farm reports.
Yes, I know. We met a couple of days ago.
Yes. Now I put my things over here. These are my carts, and these are my tear sheets. Never touch my tear sheets. You can touch my carts, but never my tear sheets. An organized newsroom is a reliable newsroom.
Right, yes.
Music's fun, but news touches all our lives.
You're right, it does. I agree with you.
You do?
Didn't you win the Buckeye News Hawk Award last year?
You might work out after all, Doug.
By the way, Les. Doug, Charlie here. I guess I don't have to tell you that.
I've heard a lot about you.
Yeah, well, don't believe all that junk.
No, it was all good.
Well, yeah, well, who was it you were talking to?
A lot of people.
Glad to have you aboard, Doug.
Thanks, Herb. Hey, I appreciate you guys coming in.
Our pleasure.
Oh, I hope you don't mind if I come to you for advice every now and then.
Certainly not, Doug. And you can touch my tear sheets if you want to.
Look, the guy has only been here for 5 days, and the two of you have hardly even spoken to him. Now, what's that all about?
You know how hard it is for me to talk to strangers.
Oh, come on. He's no stranger.
He's not Johnny either.
Look, Johnny is gone, and there's not a darn thing that we can do about that.
Well, I guess you're right, Annie. But I don't know. There's something about this guy. You know, I can't put my finger on it, but he's so... so white. You know what I mean.
Travis, gosh darn it, I like that new guy.
Me too.
Made a great choice.
You two guys like him?
Yeah.
Sure do.
See, Andy, there's got to be something wrong with us. Yeah.
Look, the point is Doug's going to be around for a long time.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'd like to show you something.
Do it.
Ta-da!
Mind if I come in?
Dr. Fever!
Nice to see you.
What are you doing back here, man?
I'm looking for a job.
Look, Johnny, I just filled your time slot.
Well, I figured. You got anything else?
How about Moss Dinospot?
What happened to Moss?
Well, he tried to kill himself again.
This time he got into a closet with a hibachi and tried to asphyxiate himself.
Look, Johnny, I'm not sure you're going to like it, but do you mind sitting in for Moss?
I'd love to sit in for him.
In that case, my friend, you have got it.
And welcome back to you, Sam.
Come on, tell us all about what happened.
Well, what happened to your L.A. job?
Did you say booger on the air again?
No, you can say that on the air out there now. But you can't say... All right, it's 5:27 in the morning on WKRP in Cincinnati. I'm your new host from midnight to 6 a.m. My name is Heavy Early. And it is. And I'm here with music. Music for people who don't have anything better to do stay up all night listening to music.
We're happy little worms. We love to
Red Wigglers, the Cadillac of worms. They're available in fine worm shops everywhere. And it's coming up on 529 in Cincinnati. This is the mighty KRP. I'm Heavy Early, asking the question that all late night disc jockeys ask. Is there anybody out there?
Born before the wind, also younger
Morning.
Than the sun.
Who are you?
I'm Doug Winter. I'm the new morning man.
I'm Heavy Early. I used to be Dr. Johnny Fever.
Oh, you're the doctor. Well, this is an honor. You know, when I heard you were back, I thought they'd just throw me right out.
Oh, no, they don't work that way around here. Doug?
Yeah. Oh, listen, I'm really sorry I got your job.
I quit. It's my own fault. Listen, can I get you some coffee?
No, I'll make some.
No, I'll make it. I'll make it, okay? You just stay here, relax, get organized.
Okay, thanks, Johnny.
Yeah, and I'm going to play the whole side, so don't worry.
Right. Murray, this is Winter. Hey, I don't care what time it is, man. We made a deal. And I better see you up here sometime today. You can just forget about it.
Excuse me. Why did I just leave?
Coffee.
Right.
Good morning, sweetheart. Do you still respect me?
You know I do. You've never been anyone else. You know that.
But you've been married twice already.
Accidents, both of them.
Hey! Huh? Come on, wake up, Johnny. Gotta get out of here. I got a meeting with some clients.
Yeah, okay. I'll go to my apartment.
You don't have an apartment anymore.
Right, I'll go find one.
How's it going, pal? I came right down.
Good. You owe me.
Yeah, I know. Look, I brought some records down I'd like you to give a listen to, and...
Swell.
There's a little something special in this record jacket. Get my drift. Compliments of Onslaught. You know, I was talking to the boys last night on the coast. They say they love you. They say a million kisses. They say thanks from the bottom of their hearts to a wonderful guy. Sammy Davis couldn't have said it more beautifully, huh? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's nice, Murray. Look, I gotta get back on the air.
Yeah, right. Hey... Big nowhere band goodbye, okay?
Murray, I gotta go.
Yeah, sure you do. Go get him, sweetheart.
Thank you.
band by the Soundtastics. And now let's give a little listen to this.
Hey, Johnny. You still here?
Yeah, I was racked out in the back.
Ah, good.
Yeah, in the storeroom.
Hey, no kidding.
Yeah. What's this, some new releases from Onslaught?
Yeah, I think so. Hey, don't touch them.
Why not?
Just put them down.
Hey, what are you gonna
do? Just put them down,
it,
will you?
What's this?
It doesn't belong to you.
A present here from Murray?
Look, I don't know what you're talking about.
A little nose candy.
Huh? Whatever that is, it's not mine.
Doug, don't jive me, okay?
It's not mine, whatever it is.
It's cocaine.
I wouldn't know.
Hey, man, look, I'm not telling you how to run your life, but Murray is trouble, and this is a felony.
Come on, what's the big deal, man? I've never even seen that stuff before.
It's payola, man. I could cost the station its license.
Oh. So I suppose you'll try and use this to get your old job back, huh?
You know, you make it real tempting.
Ah, morning, gentlemen. You two getting acquainted?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. Mr. Carlson.
What's that?
You tell him. You're dying to.
It's, foot powder, Mr. Carlson.
No kidding. Let me see it.
Foot powder, huh? Well, there's not much here.
Well, it's, really potent, you know. Little goes a long way. You can't get this stuff in the stores.
Is that right? Hey, listen, I got this problem. I've been buying these odor eaters. They're supposed to last about 3 months. These suckers turn on me about 15 days. Can I borrow some of this?
To put on your feet?
If you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead. Use whatever you need. It's okay with you, Dougie?
What? Oh, yeah, sure.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Do you really think this stuff will work?
Oh, sure. Actually, this is where the concept of happy feet originated.
$600 worth of coke.
Tough luck.
Hey, what do you think he'll do with it?
Carlson's no fool, man. He's gonna put it on his feet.
Oh, hi, Travis. How's it going?
Now, Mr. Carlson, I think we're gonna have to fire Doug Winter.
How come?
Well, sir, look, you know that I let the jocks program some of their own stuff.
Yeah.
Well, 2 days ago, I told Doug that he seemed to be giving a couple of songs too much play. Mm-hmm. He said fine, but he didn't stop.
You don't think that kid's on the tape, do you?
I'm pretty sure. I made a couple of calls, and it checks out.
Ah, you want to see me, Andy?
Yeah, Doug, yeah, I do. I want you to answer a question for Mr. Carlson and me, would you please?
Sure.
You taking payola?
Oh, man, I knew it.
You knew what?
That Johnny would go to you. See, if you ask me, the coke is his. I mean, I never even saw this stuff before, Andy.
Coke?
That's right. And I think Johnny gets it from some record distributor. I don't know which one.
Oh, he does he?
That's right. I didn't want to say anything.
What's this all about, anyway?
You're a liar.
Oh, come on. I ease off, Travis. I have a little coke every now and then.
Look, Johnny never told me anything about cocaine.
Cocaine?
But I think I can put one and one together, Jim.
Look, Mr. Carlson, I'm innocent.
Of what?
Look, is Murray behind this?
All right, look, I accepted a couple of small gifts from him, but Andy, everybody does it.
No, they don't. No one around here does.
Well, I sure don't. I was offered one of those folding travel alarm clocks once. I turned that down.
Look, pal, I want you out of here. Not in 5 minutes. I want you out of here right now.
Mr. Carlson.
I think you better go, son.
Okay. Sure.
Hey, you know something? You guys are nothing but a bunch of small timers anyway.
Where's the coke?
I don't know. I guess Carlson puts it on his feet.
Good heavens! I've lost all the feeling in my left.
You're gonna be all right.
For the love of Pete, Andy, I'm hooked!
No, you're not hooked.
I got a monkey on my foot.
All right, Cincinnati, shape up, because it's time for your morning checkup. The doctor is on duty. I have just returned from personally supervising an extensive research project involving West Coast vegetable worship cults. And the cure is here, babies. That's right. Dr. Johnny Fever is back, and I am on call right here every morning on WKRP in Cincinnati.